We're joined now by the driver of the number 17 Fastenal Ford, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Ricky, can you just take us through your second place run in qualifying?
Yeah, it was fun. I kind of like doing it without practice. I think it is a little more interesting. I do wish I'd have been able to go a little bit later. I think I gave up some time getting on pit road. I felt like I was really good in my braking zone and getting to the box, but I felt like coming off the track, to the start of my braking zone, I felt like I was a little slower right there. So I wish I could go back and do that part again, but, you know, all in all, obviously, Scott Bowen and did a good job with our pit crew, Matt and I's, being able to have fast pit stops with no penalties is mainly, the biggest key for this qualifying format. So luckily the car's okay after hitting that manhole cover. I kind of knew I was going to shortcut and not go up onto the track. So I was looking at the end of pit road wall. I was like, oh, I'm going to hang a left, and hung a left, and then I saw the hole, and I was like, oh, well, here we go. So I think everything's okay, so that's good. Nice to have a Roush Fenway front row. Been a very long time since that happened. Doesn't really matter the format, but, I'm happy with that.
All right, thank you. I'm going to open it up for questions now. We'll start with Bob, and then we'll go to Brendan.
Bob Pockrass, ESPN. Now that you've had him back for a week, what has Matt Kenseth contributed?
Really kind of what I thought he'd contribute. He's pretty direct with, how he feels about the race cars. And, it's nice that, his directness is, exactly like mine. So hopefully we can, get some movement in the right direction with our cars. I think, for me, it's reassuring that he feels the exact same way I do. Now, obviously, the guys at the shop and our engineering and the teams, we got to figure out how to make our comments about the race cars and our complaints just make them faster. Matt's not an engineer, so he's not going to technically do that. But we'll just keep giving all the information we can. And but it was nice to know that he came over and was at least able to talk about his years at Gibbs and, how the cars drove and what he struggled with, what he didn't struggle with, versus what, our cars drive like. So that's been nice to hear. We had a good week of meetings and, hopefully at some point we'll see, the process come around to bringing faster race cars to the racetrack.
Ricky, Brendan Marks from the Charlotte Observer. Now that you guys have had whatever time you did have in the cars, given the way that today shook out, how do you try and attack this thing tomorrow, and what's sort of your mindset?
Yeah, I think, we all feel like the speeds are pretty slow, and I think, looking on Twitter, it seems like a lot of people are saying the same thing. But I think, obviously by themselves, they're always going to be like that. It's just the product of the package that we have. But I do think it'll be interesting when we get out there in the pack, seeing how they drive. I got four laps in mine today, and it felt okay, but I never got right up behind somebody. So, I don't know how they're going to drive, and I think that's an unknown. I like where we're starting. I like a front row start, and hopefully we can just stay out in front, and, the car drives good out, by yourself. So I think a lot of cars, took drag out and, almost brought their speedway cars. There's other teams that spend a lot of time in the wind tunnel, getting ready for this package. We did not. We just did the things that we thought we should do, and we'll see how it shakes out tomorrow. I think it's just a bit of an unknown right now.
Do we have any questions up in the press box? We'll go to Caleb then.
Caleb Whistler, KickingTheTires.net. What was the thought process for you guys, kind of starting with the driver's side whenever you were doing your pit stop instead of the left side?
I knew that we were doing the left sides like right before I rolled out. So, obviously the guys have been working on that. I think, looking at the top five or so in qualifying, all did left sides first. So obviously there was a little bit of speed there. And so that was cool to see that, we were kind of at least the first one that went out that did it that way. As far as the driving side, I had pictures and things that I had last year that my spotter and I worked on to kind of figure out where we were going to break, and we kind of were basing it off of that. And then we watched the 48-2 go and felt like we could go a little bit further, so we did. And I think the more I watched, we could have definitely gone a step further. It was cool that, Matt and I talked about it before we kind of went out, and he kind of looked at my notes, and then he also got to use my spotter. So I told him I'll always share my notes with him, but I don't know if I want to share my spotter with him next time. My spotter's pretty good.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Would you want a practice session tomorrow, since you noted such little time on the track? And if you got a practice session, what would you want to work on in that?
Yeah, if we got a practice session, I think you would see cars get, in a pack, or at least behind, teammates, and, kind of switch it up a little bit, within your teammates, maybe, so you don't tear up a lot of race cars if you're in a big pack. But, I was really happy with the way mine drove, and, I'm definitely okay with just lining them up and racing tomorrow night. So, I got four laps on the racetrack. I think that's the most of anybody. So, I talked to Harvick. He got behind me, three or four car lengths when he was drafting up behind me there. And, I got to talk to him to see how his car drove. He said he felt okay. I thought he bailed on the lap because of, handling issues behind me. He said he was a little worried about, it was raining in one and two still. So, he thought it drove okay behind him. So, the way my car drove by itself, I think I'm okay with just starting the race.
Anything from our friends in the press box?
What's wrong, Bob? Oh, man. Sweet, that's the only thing that's important, right? To us, it is.
All right, thank you, Ricky. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.